All right, Justin Brayton. Hey, man, you led laps tonight, which is always a cool thing to do for a guy like yourself. But a couple of mistakes, and next thing you know, you're in an 11th. Welcome to the 450 class, right?
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, it was a crazy night. It really just a crazy day. I just didn't feel that good all day. Didn't have much speed in practice, but saw myself in the lead, got around Zacho, and didn't feel terrible. Obviously, I felt a lot of pressure from Ken and Cooper. Then ultimately lost my front brake, which that's, you know,
Obviously
I could still do better than 11th. But yeah, my front brake, I don't know. It was a new system and my first time riding with it. But yeah, I don't know, like lap 11 or so, just would come all the way in and it wouldn't pump up or anything. So, and that track was tough to ride with no front brake because we were tripling into some turns or quad men before the whoops, and the low line was the best line. So yeah, it got difficult. And yeah, next thing you know, there's a pack of bees behind me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't take much. So were you able to get anything out of it or no? Nothing?
No, nothing. Oh, it comes to my knuckles. Nothing. So,
so Duff,
it was crazy though.
Duff cost you the win tonight. Duff cost you the win.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but we've had Duff working a lot because we had an engine actually, or my race bike engine that was being shipped from California didn't show up, so I actually had to race my practice bike.
Oh, geez.
At the last minute, yeah. So it was quite an eventful weekend to say the least.
Geez, yeah. But when you put all that together, JB. Maybe these laps led were amazing. This was great.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually went out yesterday with Ken and did some starts on my practice bike, and then I was at Chipotle in line, and Duff called me and said, "Hey, what do you think about racing that bike you just rode?" He's like, "Get it back here though, because I need to do some stuff to it." So yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. Hey, Osborne got squirrely in the whoops. Almost took both fly guys down.
Yeah, he did. I thought he was going to clip my rear end for sure.
Yeah.
But, he rode good. I saw he got third, so that's good. Bummer I couldn't go with him.
I thought this would be your kind of track. When I sat down before I called you, I thought I was going to talk to you about your kind of track, but I don't know if it was a practice bike or what, but you said earlier you didn't feel good all day, but I thought this was a JB track because it was technical a little bit and some good stuff to do, but I guess not.
Yeah, it was pretty technical, big
whoops.
Big set of whoops that actually got really, really tough.
Yep.
Towards the end. And once actually AC got by me, I saw his jump line that I went to. And that was actually pretty nice. I wish I'd have caught on to that a little sooner.
right. Yeah, no doubt. And it was funny when you were like third or fourth, you screwed up the left hander after the whoops, just kind of stopped a little bit and screwed up. And dude, and like everybody just bunched up behind you. Like, it just doesn't take much.
Really? It's crazy, right?
Like, yeah. You made the smallest mistake, and you screwed up a bunch of guys behind you that were all over you. It's just, you know? So.
Yeah, the class is insane. We keep saying it, but it's the truth. Right. It really is. So.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. It's a late night. Cool. Good job leading laps, and we'll talk to you soon, JB.
Cool. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks. Bye.